Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Judgment, Forgiveness, Peace. Our verses for today come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled, and to us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. But she hit me first! Do you ever feel like you should wear a judge's black robe or a referee's striped shirt when conflicts between children and sometimes adults make their way into a day? It was many years into teaching before I discovered the benefit of modeling and teaching the children to resolve their conflicts rather than announcing a judgment on a given situation. Each time I made the decision for them, it was almost guaranteed that the conflict would come back. It's in our human nature to strike back and to try to make things just or equal in our eyes. Victims of abuse and violence weigh on our hearts, and we want the peace of knowing that those who caused pain are handed judgments that align with the results of their actions. Without the hope that justice will be served, we might despair or focus on revenge. So it is important to read how God will pay back trouble to those who trouble us. However, we cannot focus only on how God will judge others. We must recognize that we ourselves fall short of God's expectation. As you and I reflect on our day or even the past hour, it's easy to recognize our failures. We often do the opposite of what we intended to do. Sin is relentless, and our weaknesses continue to override our best efforts. Discouragement and despair can come creeping or roaring in. Where can we go with our guilt and our frustration about our sin? Dear Christian friend, relief is ours in the Lord Jesus. Our comfort, hope, and peace come from knowing that God's judgment is not based on us, but on Jesus. The faith that God has given us makes us righteous. Because of Christ, we have been made right in God's eyes. God looks at us through Jesus and sees you and me as his perfect children. And now, Jesus' suffering and forgiveness help us deal with others. When we consider the forgiveness we have received, we can look at others knowing that Jesus went to the cross for them as well. We can give them kindness and grace, just as we received from God. No black robe, no striped shirt for you and me. There is only God's loving forgiveness and peace through what Jesus did for us. Thank you, Lord. And we pray. Dear Jesus, it is so easy for me to see the faults of others and try to ignore my own sin. Forgive me for my own sin and give me a heart of forgiveness for those around me. Thank you for the peace that I have, knowing that you have pronounced through your death and resurrection, your judgment of me is this, not guilty. In your name I pray, amen. And a question to consider. As you spend time pondering today's verses, is there someone you can reach out to with a word of encouragement or forgiveness? Starting by sharing your gratitude for God's forgiveness for you can be a blessing to that conversation. Thanks for listening. For more devotions, visit wells.net/devotions. The Lord guide you and cover you with his grace today and always.